Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it is that time of the week. We are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. TD, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, TD. And TD, I feel like it would be honestly inappropriate to start in any other direction with you than this. We all know that Joe Rexroad on this program is in total love with Rondale Moore out of Purdue. And you look at your lineup this week on Talking with TD, it includes a conversation with one Rondale Moore out of Purdue. What were your takeaways from that conversation, and how excited should Joe Rexroad be about the prospect of maybe Rondale Moore ending up here in Nashville?
Yeah, I think Rexroad should definitely be extra, extra excited.
Yes.
Because he's met with Mike Vrabel, he's met with John Robinson, and he met with Rob Moore. And I thought it was really interesting, the conversation that we had, because he said he learned from it. And I said, well, wait a minute. What did you learn from Coach Moore in that little bit of time? And it was really interesting. You have to listen to the show to see exactly what he learned. But, you know, I thought it was really cool that just in that little bit that he spent with them, that he actually was able to gather stuff from Coach Rob. That's awesome. But then even the thing with Rondale Moore, you are never going to have to worry about any issues as far as off the field. And obviously, after the issues from the 2020 first round pick, that's important, you know, so I think that's a really good thing. And then the fact of the matter is he's fully back. That was my big question. If you remember when we talked about him, my big question was is he healthy? And he says he's fully back. I think his pro day showed that.
So, okay. I was it McShay? Did McShay go Elijah Moore? Somebody just went Elijah Moore.
McShay went Elijah Moore, 28th overall.
So, if you had your pick of Moores, Teron, Which Moore are you taking?
Yeah, I'm going with Elijah Moore, man. I've been, you know, and it's crazy because both of those guys actually, you know, since 19, I've thought really highly of. But it's just, man, Elijah Moore, he does a different job of playing bigger than his size. So I would say Elijah Moore, that's who I would take out of them.
So I think, you know, one question about Rondale Moore, which is totally fair, but I just wonder if it's circumstances, is the route running, right? Because Purdue used him quickly, a screen game, quick stuff off the line. We didn't get to see a lot of it. Is that a concern, do you think? I mean, do you think that he can be a guy who can be more versatile and expand on that?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And the reason being is because he's a guy that, like, he's ultra-athletic, you know what I mean? So it's not too much to ask him to start and stop. It's not too much to ask him to, you know, be able to change direction, because those are all things that he does well. And then on top of that, the dude has a tremendous work ethic. So it may not be something that hits right away, but down the line, it'll definitely hit. When I say down the line, like, I'm talking, like, towards the end of training camp. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about in year two or year three. So you're still getting an immediate impact. It's just with Elijah Moore, I think the thing with him is he has a better feel for nuance and routes and better feel for how to use head fakes and leans and those type of things. He's just a bit more advanced, but that's not to say that Rondale Moore can't get to a level where he's an advanced route runner too.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And TD, we were having this discussion earlier in the show. When you look at the Titans roster right now, they've lost a lot of leadership in the last couple of years, uh-huh, whether it's Jarrell Casey or Logan Ryan or Malcolm Butler. I mean, the list goes on and on, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Forget just the player aspect of it. How important is the leadership aspect to a defense, and how big of a toll do you think that's taken on the Titans at this point with the leadership that's walked out of that door?
Yeah, I think it's a major factor, especially on the defense. Because, like, you know, on offense, quarterback, you're naturally the leader. That's just the way it is. Whether you're quiet or loud, you're naturally the leader. But on defense, you know, I think, you know, typically that falls on the linebackers and safeties, you know. But at the same time, it's important because you need someone to hold other people accountable, right? And when I say hold someone accountable, it has to be like a respect thing where like you can say what needs to be said and it's not going to be taken personally. It's going to be understood that this is for the betterment of the group. And I think when you have an effective leader like Logan Ryan, when you have an effective leader like Jarrell Casey, when you have those types of guys, I think, you know, that really allows the message to really penetrate and be understood and then not be something that would cause any type of confrontation. Now, I fully feel that Kevin Byard is capable of doing that. You know, I fully feel that Jeffrey Simmons is working into that position to do that. I fully feel that Jayon Brown is capable of doing that. So I think it's just right now there's a transitional period where those guys who were lost are now being replaced, you know, and it's just going to take a moment for that respect level and that whole understanding to be nurtured and developed.
Do you think, because, I mean, last year with all the moves, I mean, the first guy I thought of was, okay, it's now Byard's time to kind of step into that primary role. Because I agree with you. I think Logan Ryan and Jarrell Casey in particular, really excellent in that way. Do you think that last year was too much for Byard, or was it, you know, was it hard, I guess, for him to be that guy with his own struggles and with just the overall struggles of that secondary getting no help from a pass rush?
Yeah, I think it was the overall struggles of the defense, period. Because you're right, the secondary didn't get much help from the pass rush, but at the same time, pass rush didn't get much help from the secondary. You know, they gave up the second to, I think it's the second most touchdowns in the air, 30-something, 33 or 32, something like that. So I don't think the front end or back end did each other any favors. And I think just overall, collectively, as a defense, that, you know, hindered anybody's ability to be a leader on that unit, you know. And you just, for the Titans fans' sake and for the team itself, you know, they have to hope and believe that the changes that they've made are ones that will be able to get them in the right place to where they can have a leader. Bud Dupree, you know, I think he could come in and really become a leader. And he said some things I think will really resonate. So for Kevin Byard, you know, having a guy like a Bud Dupree, you know, another person that could develop into a leader, I think that will help.
TD, how much stock, when you're evaluating these prospects coming into the draft, how much stock do you put in the pro day? I mean, there have been a lot of players that have made noise the last couple of weeks with Kyle Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase the other day, Terrace Marshall running a 4.38 40. And look, those things are important, and I'm not saying that they're not, and the combine's not important in a normal year either. But I feel like sometimes the actual film of the football players playing football gets lost in the shuffle a little bit. How much stock do you put in the pro days and the combine times and everything like that?
Yeah, for me, that situation is a lot like car shopping, right? And it's a lot like when you go to the lot, you know, and you walk into the showroom and there's a nice, beautiful Audi A5. That's my next car. I love it. I have an A4, but nice. I want the A5 next. But, you know, there's a nice, beautiful Audi A5 just sitting there in the showroom, and it looks beautiful. It's shining. I like that. But I want to know what it's like when I get in and I drive it. You know, just the same. You can have this nice guy. You watch him run a 4.3. You watch him, you know, broad jump 11 feet and vertical 40. That's great. I love that stuff. But how does it translate to on the field? And I think that's the most important thing. So you're right, Robbie. You know, it gets totally lost in the sauce. You know, the actual watching the guy play football. And I think, you know, that's something that you have to be wary of. I would put maybe 2-3% into what I see measurable wise and all that stuff, the spider charts and all that great stuff. I want to see a guy play football. And I think, you know, if you over rely on measurables, that's when you draft a Mike Mamula. You know what I mean? And that's when you don't draft a Jerry Rice. So those are things you have to take into mind. I mean, look at A.J. Brown. I mean, I don't know if you guys could tell me the last time you saw him get caught from behind. I haven't. He ran a 4.5. You know what I mean? And there were guys running 4.2s and 4.3s chasing him. But he scored a touchdown on that. So for me, it's all about what you do on the field. I love the measurables. It's just like icing on the cake, but I like to focus on the cake.
Yeah, like Jerry Rice. What, he was 4.6, right? Was he a 4.6 guy? And I don't remember him. Yeah, and I don't remember him ever being caught from behind either. No, I totally agree. And two guys come to mind, TD, for the Titans on this. One, you know, J.C. Horn, great pro day, a really good player, and maybe, look, maybe he was already going to be out of reach for them. But at least the in mock draft land, it seems like people are projecting him moving up. And then also Terrace Marshall. What do you think about him? Because you run like that, it's opening some eyes. I think already people are like, you know, this is an underrated prospect that people aren't talking enough about, but do you think he gets a big bump now?
Yeah, I don't know that he gets a big bump because I really feel like, for the most part, that the people who are doing the drafting, they don't over-rely on measurables and stuff like that. And J.C. Horn, you know, I felt like he was always going to go high, you know, because – you got to look at his tape, you know, and see the caliber of players that he lined up with and how he matches up against, you know, so many guys, Kyle Pitts, Elijah Moore, Devontae Smith. I'll take a guy that could do all that quickly, you know what I mean? And I would imagine NFL folks would do that too. But for Marshall, you know, the thing, the size and speed that he has is attractive. But see, the thing is that shows up on tape too. So I don't think that what he ran is going to push his stock up a whole lot. I think it may open some eyes. And that's the thing. These combines and pro days and stuff, they're for checks and balances. You know what I mean? So a guy like Terrace Marshall running that, Marshall running that 4.38, you know, you're going to go back. Okay, let me just go back and just see where this, oh, you know what? It did show up. Look, he ran by number one on whatever team and he caught. Yeah, it shows up. Yeah, this is a guy. You know what I mean? So I don't think that 40 time alone moved the needle. I think it will ultimately go back to watching them play.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexford. You can check out a star-studded edition of Talking with TD. We've tweeted out the links to those interviews and that podcast at 1025 The Game on Twitter. TD, appreciate you taking time to join us today, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. You guys stay blessed.
Absolutely. You as well. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what TD had to say there and continue the conversation on the Tennessee Titans. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.